So we have an update. We have in the booth with us two members of the Hope Network staff. We have Attila here.
Hi.
And we have Alex.
Hi.
So as some of you may know, or as most of you may know, we have this conference for the network is a lot better than most. We have a full 10 gigabit internet connection.
It's amazing.
It's like my home internet.
Round of applause
like,
for the
kidding.
10 gig.
And so there's been a running bet between myself and the network team about whether or not we would actually be able to use a significant portion of that. So I'm told we have an update on how that's going.
Oh yeah.
So
oh yeah.
I wish the radio could convey the looks the two of them just had
Why
on their faces.
Is it good news?
Well, that depends on who you're telling it. But you lost, so.
So I'm assuming that during the Snowden panel that there were a lot of people looking at the video streams. What was our peak?
Well,
so far.
Anyway. So we got to look at that in a couple of different ways, right?
Sure.
So when you actually look at the 95th percentile and, you know, the calculations that are done there, it's pulled at a 5-minute interval. And, you know, we pushed a whopping 1.3 gig if you look at a 5-minute interval.
Uh-huh.
During the entire stream, we were pulling at a 2-second interval and we hit around 1.5 gigabit. So yeah, you lost by a factor of two.
Yeah, so we didn't go into detail about the bet. The bet was I had bet that we would not go above 700 megabit peak. So we have done more than double that. Congratulations, sir.
Yes. Well, congratulations to everybody who helped do that in watching the Snowden talk. That means that we had way more viewers than even you were anticipating.
Mm-hmm. It gets more interesting than that because Radio Stoutler was actually streaming out of a data center in Ashburn versus the Hope Network. And one of our service providers actually sent us an email and said, hey, are you guys doing an outbound DDoS? Because a circuit that normally pushes like maybe 1 megabit was doing like upwards of 500, and it's one of four. So you guys were pushing some traffic.
So a lot of that was Radio Stoutler.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I contributed to my own downfall.
And with the circumstances here, this is a phrase I've always wanted to say, is tell them what they've won, Johnny.
I don't think Johnny knows what they won.
So you tell him.
I was told not to talk about that on air.
No, so it was a $50 bet. Unfortunately, I've spent all of my money, so I have some money.
Here, hold on.
You can keep your order.
Everybody,
I'll be surprised if it's U.S. currency.
We need all
Joe, make it rain.
Yeah, we need all the Radio Stoutler staff to come in, and if you have a couple bucks.
Is the roll of lifesavers included in it?
Wow, those are some ones, man. We've got to go to the club later.
Can you guys give us a receipt so we can expense this?
Yes.
We need.
Here's
I got
35.
There's 35.
We need to go at the coin counter later on today.
I'll accept euros as well.
This is.
I don't have euros.
He needs the singles for Rick's Cabaret. He just goes there for lunch. It's not what you think.
They have amazing fish tacos.
What type of lunch?
6, 7.
35. Okay. 34. There's 40. $43.
Make it 42 and it's okay.
Oh, okay. Here's your 42. Can I get a picture of you holding the $42
yes.
for the Radio Stoutler feed?
We need our ghetto MySpace photo right now.
Yeah. Hold it up like you love it.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right.
Oh man, there's no way we're gonna blackmail you with this
Nick
picture, God, we promise.
There's your $1 back, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You love the US
Let me get.
Exchange,
can I get
right?
a picture of you holding your $1?
Yeah.
Here. This is great radio.
Yeah. Taking pictures while talking about it.
Yes.
Let's take a selfie.
Only you
all.
Could see. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the best face. That is a I only have $1 face if I have ever seen one. This is good radio right here. Talking about faces.
Yeah. So let's move on. What all was different about the way the network was set up, other than that we played a lot of attention to the 10 gigabit, but what else is different about the network at this conference?
Well, I would say the first day was rather interesting. We had a couple of loops. due to having some inexperienced people pulling cable that disappeared randomly after pulling said cable.
The two of you are kind of the head of the network team, and it's both of your first time doing that. Is that right?
At this conference, yes.
Well, I've been participating in the NOC team of European events for the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. So I have some experience in that. I came here to do just the wireless, and I thought that we would have had more people in the NOC. And it turned out to be, well, Alex and me and couple of guys doing cable.
Guys, this is where the pizza is.
Yeah. I can't find my mom. Here, take some cable. Go find her and just clip it up as you go.
Yeah.
But the difference is we have like a real core router now, a Brocade XMR, which is a service provider router. So it's not a simple switch that you can also have at home. 10 gig links to the different floors. A wireless controller with now there are 34 access points online, etc. So it's not a small thing anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, as a European, I have to ask this question of at what point did you absolutely crap your pants and realize how fucked our wireless standard is in this country?
Well, I heard what the experience were in the past, but that's not really different from in Europe. At some point at the European events, it was also crappy, and some people showed up and made it better. And I think there has been a team over the last 6-7 years that has improved everything a lot.
Sorry, we're doing another thing. Sorry, you cannot see on radio. It's really good radio, by the way.
So how are you able to pull all of this together? Like, how long were you planning this before the conference?
Well, so I would say that the quote-unquote initial planning, at least not from Attila in my perspective, but apparently we got informed today that it started like a year ago.
It sounds like it's still going on.
How much of that planning was praying?
Yeah. Well, I think that was a lot of it.
There's a lot of gods out there. You got to start early.
Cthulhu, please.
I mean, I think the service providers had more advance notice than we did.
Well, at some point in February, I saw a tweet that was sent to the CCC NOC, like, hey, guys, can't you help with the Hope Network? And we discussed it online, and we were like, yeah, we can't really help from across the ocean. I mean, you need someone local. And at some point, my employer said, okay, you can go there, and we'll pay your ticket. And I'm very grateful for that, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, okay, let's help out. And I arranged some wireless equipment, and then I got involved in arranging the uplink. And it all went very fast, which is... pretty exceptional, I've heard. Getting a 10 gig link.
I can connect to it.
Yeah.
This is my seventh Hope. I've been coming since H2K, and by far the most stable, fastest network I've ever done terrible things to.
Well, that's why it's there for you.
And streamed terrible things across.
The good news, Johnny, is you are not alone in that.
Yeah. I've been coming since before we had wireless. So it's
there are reasons that we don't deploy stuff like NAT and give everyone a public IP, because God only knows what you're going to end up doing to that network. And we want to make it as scalable and easy to use. And
Alex, how did you get involved?
So about 2 weeks before the conference, I get this email from Kyle.
And it said, oh God. And he drove down here.
This sounds like our department.
Yeah, and he sends me an email and he's like, hey, would you like to run the core network? And I'm just like, okay, so Attila gave him my name.
Sorry.
I guess I'm doing this. Initially before that, I was planning on helping with Radio Statler. So it's a drastic kind of shift for me. And I'm definitely glad that I took part, and Attila and I really came through at the end, and the network's pretty solid. It's exciting.
So that's why we're one man short.
Yeah, well, we're more than one man short. Yeah. We had to do some stuff.
Hey, I helped load the truck.
What do you want, a medal?
Don't you give him that last dollar you got?
Yes,
here's your life.
Here's your tip.
Yes, you're the life. Yes.
So is this for running the network, or is this for helping you load the truck?
Both.
It's for the lap dance.
It's both. So it's 50 cents for each. Can't even buy yourself a Coke with
that. So obviously the conference is still going on, but how are you both glad that you got involved? Or are you going to come back next time? What's the feeling?
I'm going to wait for Attila's answer, because that will greatly impact my decision.
I have to see it by then. The airplane tickets are quite expensive, especially in July. They're like twice as expensive as the normal price. But this far, I like it. But if we have to do it again, some things really must change. For example, we started the build-up Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. At the CCC conferences, we start 5-6 days in advance. Mm-hmm. Simply because you need the time to configure everything, troubleshoot, and God knows what.
Right.
Yesterday, at noon, we went to bed. So,
what's that?
Well, we stayed up all night, and
that's where you sit in your bed with your laptop and.
Oh,
keep
okay, the comfy yeah. surf. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are in a shortage of sleep, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Well, and the best part is you know, at Hope, this is the only venue where you're gonna have people complaining at 5 o'clock in the morning that the Wi-Fi is down. It's like, seriously, you know, we had one night.
I was here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was empty.
Yeah.
So who was complaining?
We had one dude like walk in, and he's like, "Why is the Wi-Fi down?"
Well, at least we have one comment we won't get here, and you solved that yesterday, Alex. Last December at CC, we had wireless deployed for almost 10,000 people, and at some point we got a complaint on Twitter. It says, "Yeah, I don't have reception on the toilets." Well, Alex just placed an AP here at the toilet. So.
Yes! Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only at Hope do you have an AP directly in the men's room.
Yes.
So how's it for the ladies?
So would you say that the reception in there is shitty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that when it fails, it goes down the toilet.
Let's go around the table. Okay.
The Radio Statler, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, keeping it classy since 93.
We went from Daniel Ellsberg to
yes,
this.
To poop jokes. Yes,
awesome.
Only here,
only
will you,
on Radio
will
Statler,
you get
folks.
That type of high quality content. So, just as a warning for someone who's been here for a while, to me, overall, the con keeps getting better. I will say that the your line of next time we do stuff, there's going to be stuff done differently. We at Radio say that every year.
And we do it differently.
We do.
The quality of equipment we get in here every year like increases by leaps and bounds.
We do. It's just Murphy Law has no patch update on it.
And I'm very disappointed by the lack of writing in the walls. And
you know what I'm disappointed in? The fact that people can't call in.
I know,
because
right? That was my favorite part.
Yeah, especially when
webcam.
You couldn't hear them.
Yeah.
And so they'd
yeah.
be trolling you for like 5 minutes, and you'd be like, what did they just
yeah,
say?
Yeah, what, who, what?
I
loved that year. That was my favorite Radio Statler year. The phones that didn't work. Please bring back the phones just for that.
So why don't you have any IP phones?
We
it's
didn't have time.
Is this where we complain about how
We were waiting for our Ethernet runs on 18.
Why don't we have any IP phones, Attila?
Yeah. Well, now that you're trapped in there.
Close the door.
I believe you were also complaining about the rain when packing the truck, so you could have packed some more IP phones.
Oh. That's a good point.
Yeah, he could have configured
them. We actually have a soft phone.
We're too nice.
I haven't been able to get around to configuring it yet.
You're supposed to configure it on the fly on the air while interviewing guests. Right. Is this your first year?
Yeah.
This is how we do it. That was I missed those phone calls so much. They were the best. No, you got absolutely no serious callers whatsoever.
That one guy from Australia.
It was my and you were getting troll calls from Australia. That's the best. I love
it. The fun part
every
about
eight
that.
Minutes.
And he was interesting, too. That was the right. sad part.
He was the best guest we had that year.
I missed the webcam because, you know, now it's like you bring in like.
The webcam was great, too. That was a
like,
great year.
Here's
the
all
same
this
year.
Equipment that we're, you know, reverse polarity on in order to bring police off stuff. And now it's like, here's all this amazing equipment and there's sex going on, but we don't have the webcam. So just use your imagination with the power of radio.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was also the year that I misconfigured the phone system because I was doing it live on the air while interviewing guests.
Oh, it was great, yeah.
And it never actually hung up, so I got a bill at the end of the conference for about $350.
Well done. Well, we need to have these guys do it next time.
Yeah.
Now that Radio Stettler is more accepted as a core part of the con.
Yeah, we're a real unit now.
So Monaco provide us what we need.
You're a unit in a... what is this? 10 square feet?
We're in the lack of penis container now.
We're in a styrofoam box that's about 20 square feet. Yeah,
we're basically Chinese food at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ironically, the major hiccups that we've had this conference, one of them was actually, quote-unquote, directly caused by Radio Stettler.
Directly?
Yes. So there was actually some runs on 18 that were done for your audio feeds.
Uh-huh.
And no one was there to accept them. So they ended up getting plugged back into switches because someone thought that they were access points and caused a loop. So if you had issues with the wireless yesterday, that would be why.
So I think you and I have different definitions of the word directly.
That's good stuff.
That sounds like your problem.
Well, I believe he just made it yours.
Yes. Yeah. Because they had Radio Stettler's name on them, they're directly associated.
Wait, Johnny and I are laughing.
If he can't fix it with one of these sliders, it's not a Radio Stettler problem. Yeah.
No, the other big drama that we did have is the one run that everyone dreads every time a network gets deployed at this conference is running between the second floor and the 18th floor. And we got the fiber run completed, and we were all excited to turn it up, and it did not come up.
That's the worst.
And the best part is we started looking around, and we're like, wow, we only have 75-meter jumpers. We're not going to be able to reach 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what ended up happening?
Well,
there's a guy in the stairwell with a flashlight.
So we had a knock meeting, signals. And we were trying to figure out how we were going to approach this. Uh-huh. And we ran into Kyle a couple minutes later, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I got two extra 300-meter jumpers."
Oh, so, by the way,
that's why I love this con. Because if you have anything incomplete somewhere out there, no matter how rare or random it is going to have that.
Some
the rest
dude
of the
has it in his backpack.
It's like it's like crap.
It's like,
we don't have
300 meters of fiber.
Yeah. I got that over here.
So Radio Shack may not have single mode fiber, but someone walking around here.
If it was only legal to have enriched uranium, well, now that you've mentioned that.
Yeah, right. Oh.
So, we ended up rerunning that second floor to 18 at 4 o'clock in the morning. So
sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Since we're all saying random bullshit on the radio, can I quickly say my favorite hysterical AV screw up at one of the talks that was you guys. It was legitimately funny. It wasn't it was inconveniencing him. It was just legitimately funny. So I'm trying to remember, it's called Radio BIOS. It's the panel where in Olson, where you can use audio to send databases across instead of using cabling or wireless access. I was at his talk, and Bernie was doing the thing where he introduces a panel and then talks for so long that he becomes a panel himself, and people are trying to find the hook to get him off. So he was so loud that we couldn't hear the speaker, so we unlatched the door to shut it off to make it more soundproof. And right as the door closed, there was this major audio hookup with the live feed cross signal. So instead of the guy's slides presenting, Bernie just showed up and was continued speaking. So it's as soon as we closed the door to shut him up, he just appears on the video screen. We're like, damn, we can't get rid of
this
guy. And he's just crapping himself because all of my database went, fuck. So eventually we got his slides about 20 minutes into that talk, and he was like, here's the lightning round.
So and I'll bring up what we all went silent for about 10 minutes ago. I had noticed that John McAfee sent out a tweet. It says,
"Do the honors."
Look, just saying, if they don't want me laying in the lobby of Penn Hotel at 4 a.m. tripping balls, they should keep the bars open. #HopeX from John McAfee.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Did HopeX actually retweet that yet? Because if they haven't, they should.
I don't know.
They've been retweeting every other garbage thing that's gone on.
I'm not good at the internet or social media.
So we're running out of things to talk about.
Did we get any press from the Snowden talks to speak of besides Radio Statler?
There's press besides Radio Statler?
Apparently. I mean, they had like a press box laid out on the floor upstairs.
I don't know. Everyone keeps coming to us. I don't know why.
I even saw like a press booth back there.
Yeah, there is.
Associated Press is here. Right. CNN is here. I think the local Fox affiliate is here.
And this is the Al Jazeera America.
Al Jazeera America is here. That's who I've seen. So, yeah, there's a frightening amount of press, like mainstream press, just on the other side of this wall.
Did nobody tell them that this is a hacker conference? No.
You know what's funny? If you go over there, it's 400 guys all with their laptops out on the Hope Wi-Fi. So that's
actually ironic as well, because when we were first setting up the network, I had a request that we somehow block off of the press team so they wouldn't get completely owned. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, everyone's on a public IP. Sorry.
Me and I are the ones who put up the walls. And I love that, like, apparently different parts have, like, code names, and they wanted to give a code name for that, and they could figure out one, and I came up with it. That's the Bloodsucker Pen. I keep them all in there. And,
it's a frightening place to go hang out. And there's as many goofy-looking people in that press room as there are at the rest of this conference.
Yes.
So that was weird, too.
And I heard that some of them are actually here to have this thing called fun, believe it or not, here when they're not interviewing people.
Yeah, is that what goes on outside this door? Because I have...
I don't know.
Wait, you mean interviewing people isn't
sex,
fun?
I think that's... No.
I'm just sitting here with my box of warm beer and Club Mate.
Where's the cold pizza? We're halfway there.
And half-eaten chips. Yeah. And just, no, and it reminds me a lot of home. Okay, guys. Yeah. Anything else you want to add? Any
shots of your parents or last Bill of Rights?
Send help.
Well, I'd like to thank a few people from the CCC NOC as well, because they helped remotely.
Really?
Yeah. We went to bed yesterday, and I sent a message like, okay, we need a few small things. Can you guys do that from remotely? And so they did.
That's really cool. I love CCC, and it's really cool that they're helping us out from across the pond.
Finally, we've been asking for years.
Yeah, definitely.
Fill us out.
Yeah, listeners, if you've never checked out CCC, it's definitely a thing you have to do once at least in your life.
If I remember correctly, isn't CCC like one of the camps that Emmanuel Friends went to was inspired to do Hope Over Here? Yeah.
Yep.
So
if
you want to see a more awesome multilingual version of what Hope is that actually runs mostly on time.
Yeah, not full of like xenophobic Americans. It's a fantastic place.
When you call
place.
Numbers, they actually go places.
Yeah. Yep. Check out CCC. Absolutely.
And Alex, you have anything? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
The entire NOC staff, we definitely couldn't have done as much as we did without them. There was tons of people pulling wire into the wee hours of the morning, and I can only imagine how tired they were at the end of it. Obviously they went to bed before we did, but we were mainly doing configuration, so a lot of it was from behind the keyboard. So, I definitely appreciate the hard work that they did, getting up on ladders, running all these access points. Obviously this was, a lot of our first times really doing this here. And so it's a learning experience all around. I'd also like to thank all of the companies that sponsored the network. We had a great group of companies. Like Cisco provided the WAPs, Hurricane Electric provided the bandwidth, Yellow Fiber Networks provided the core and distribution. I can't even think of the other names
NAC.
Right now, but. NAC showed up. We were actually about getting ready to want to rip out some of our switches at 7:30 in the morning, because we were running into issues where MAC addresses would just randomly disappear from the network. And so we were really, really hoping. We sent an email to NAC at 4:30 in the morning. We're like, hey guys, can you please bring some 10 gig switches? And luckily, by the time NAC showed up, the conference had started, but they had 10 gig switches in hand.
You just got to tweet it out on the Hope Twitter account. Just, hey, if anyone's got a 10 gig switch at the conference, bring it over to the NAC, and you'll have four guys. I just brought one from home just in case.
Yeah.
We've seen some really ironic stuff like that. I mean, we we've been like trying to advertise, hey, you know, we want to push more bandwidth because essentially right now our peak is at, you know, 1.5 gig.
And now I can officially endorse that statement.
Right. And so,
giant stamp.
You know, we would love to see that get up to like, you know, 7-8 gig. It probably won't happen this year, but maybe in subsequent years. You know, that would be a really cool accomplishment.
Yeah. When do we get 100 gig?
Maybe next year.
And when it's useful.
Well, it doesn't necessarily need to be useful.
No, but the hardware is quite expensive.
That's a long wait for Hope
yeah,
Double X.
So the moral with that is use more bandwidth. Everyone who's listening.
If you use more bandwidth, we'll get 100 gig next time. That'll be amazing.
Seriously, we need 4K streaming illicit videos.
For every
I can't.
Half gig of bandwidth you use, an angel gets its wings, so please do a good cause.
Right. We've definitely seen some interesting use cases, though, for people that wanted to try to push some bandwidth.
What can you tell us legally?
Well,
some
so,
of those
so
yeah, I'm trying to avoid what I'm saying because I know we're being broadcast over the airwaves now.
Yeah, so last night we had a guy drop by maybe around like 11 or midnight, something like that, and he was like, I'm the author of a program called Mass Scan, which is designed to scan the entire internet in like the shortest amount of possible. And so essentially he had a MacBook Air and he was doing 500,000 packets per second trying to scan the entire internet.
What?
Until his laptop overheated and crashed.
Wow.
So that was a cool use case.
Yeah.
we also had someone reach out to us on Twitter and say, hey, you know, I want to plug a server in and start archiving some stuff. I have 10 gig interfaces. Can I get a 10 gig port? And so we actually got him set up this morning. I think the peak right now is like 1 gig. Is what he's tried to do so far. But cool. You know, we're definitely up for interesting use cases. You know,
that's really cool too. We appreciate that.
Yeah. So
instead of just the usual, like, no, get out of here, don't touch my stuff.
Well, maybe next time, you know, the network will be stable when you guys are doing your initial setup, and we can host your stream as well.
Yeah. So, this is look at us talking like we're finished. Like, it's not the dead center of the con currently. Yeah. And there's so much more horrible things to happen.
The problem is that in 4 hours, we're not going to remember stuff, and security's going to wish they could forget stuff. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to, like, that's our knock on wood, because we know that is coming.
I have a small thing about wireless. We're seeing a lot of people using the unencrypted version of the wireless, probably because they don't know how to use it. Because
I don't have anything to hide, so it doesn't matter, right?
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Tell me what you do on the toilet.
Well, we don't get network access for one.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no reception in there.
And most things have cameras on them, so why not just go through and find out?
All right, but this is an important point.
True, but just saying, if you want a more secure Wi-Fi, you can log into the and get an encrypted connection.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's very, very easy.
You can use any username and password. And yeah, log in.
I think that's what's getting people stuck is they get the authentication prompt and they go, oh, I don't know. And then they don't read the 400 signs you guys posted everywhere. And it's like, just type anything and then you're in. So
that was so hard.
Yeah, like, and then they're like, what, did the word anything? Yeah. And then like, is that the username or the password?
This is why sometimes I wish we had open ceremonies at the com, because there's like basic instructions for many years. One of them is read signs.
Well,
we put signs up for a reason.
I actually copied the instructions from the CCC, and because we used the same system December.
Because it works.
Yes. Yeah, because it works. Yeah. And on the wiki, there was still, it said you can use the username password 30C3.
Oh, because it's still on there.
We actually had one user online who used that username password.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for coming down.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for everything you do here. It's absolutely amazing. This
awesome.
Is the best network we've had in my long, long experience.
Great. So, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Go back to work.
No.
It's almost 5.